ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I understand this is the English class, all right? The Hindi class is in the Krishna Balaram Hall. Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 6. Sri Nada Vacha. Shrutva. Is this the verse on the board?
Yes.
Putra. Giro Dethya Para Paksha Samahita Jahasa Bodhi Balanam Vidyate Para Budhibhi. Sri Nada Vacha Shrutva Putra Giro Dethya Para Paksha Samahita Jahasa Budhir Balanam Vidyate Para Budhibhi. Shrutva Putra Giro Dethya Para Paksha Samahita Jahasa Buddhi Balana Vidyate Para Buddhi. Word meaning.
Word for word meaning. This very love. Some department, this is to love. This one. Shri Narada Uvacha.
Shri Narada Uvacha.
Narada Muni said.
Narada Muni said.
Shrutva.
Shrutva.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Putra Gira.
Putra Gira.
The instructive words of his son.
The instructive words of his son.
Daitya.
Daitya.
Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu.
Parapaksha.
Parapaksha.
Hiranyakashipu never agreed to do this.
Therefore, Krishna says, Namam Duskriti no Buddha, Prapachyante Gadarama, Mayaya Aprita Dhyana, Ashram Babam Ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 15. The Asura Bhava, the atheistic nature, is directly represented by Hiranyakashipu. Such persons, being Buddha and Narayana, fools and rascals, the lowest of men, would never accept Vishnu as the supreme and surrender to him. Hiranyakashipu naturally became increasingly angry that his son Prahlad was being influenced by the camp of the enemies. He therefore asked that saintly persons like Narada not to be allowed within the residential quarters of his son. For otherwise, Prahlad would be further spoiled by Vaishnava instructions. Thus end Bhaktivedanta Fourth Word, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text Number 6, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu.
Om Jnana Jnana Shalakya Chakshavitamena Asmashri Shri Chaitanya Manavestam Sabitamena Bhutare Swayam Rupa Kalavya Radhe Swama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Shrutva Putra Giro Daitya, Parapaksha Samahitaha, Yahasa Buddhir Balanam, Vinate Param Buddhimi. So Narada Muni is continuing to describe Prahlad's quality. This chapter is called Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. And if we would ask somebody, what's your impression of Hiranyakashipu? What would be a natural response? Demon. Powerful demon. He wasn't an ordinary demon. If you analyze the austerities that Hiranyakashipu executed, it's unbelievable. For example, he stood on his toes with his hands raised towards the sky for 100 celestial years. He didn't move at all. I'm sure many of you do yoga. How many of you do yoga? How long can you stand on your toes? I can only stand 5 minutes. Anyway, Hiranyakashipu stood for 100 celestial years. So, now he played the role of a demon. In his heart of hearts, he was a devotee. Jai and Vijay, when they stopped the Kumaras from penetrating to the seventh gate, they were cursed. And they had the opportunity to withdraw the curse. But the Lord said he wanted them to be cursed. And Jai Vijay said, give us any punishment you want, but give us the benediction that in every birth we may be able to remember the Lord. That is the conclusion of our philosophy. Just like Rupa Goswami says, all these rules and regulations that are there in the nectar of devotion are meant to bring us to the point where you always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So Hiranyakashipu is playing the role of a demon, but in the heart of hearts he's playing this role to make the Lord's pastimes more relishable. So in the previous chapter we saw Hiranyakashipu's austerity, how he terrorized everyone. So in the previous verse that he discussed yesterday, Hiranyakashipu, the father of the great sage Prahlad, he placed Prahlad on his lap and said, please tell me, what is the best subject matter that you have learned from your teacher? What was the Prahlad's teacher's names? Sanda and Marga. They were the sons of Shukracharya. Normally, a guru should guide the disciple towards complete surrender to the Lord. But here we see that Shukracharya was ready to instruct Prahlad against surrendering to the Lord, isn't it? So this brings us to the point regarding the qualification of a guru. See, there are some gurus who become gurus by qualification, and there's some who come by birth. Shukra. Shukra means by birth, seminal discharge. So Shukracharya wasn't so interested whether Prahlad was going back to Godhead. He just wanted to please Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to inquire what was the best subject matter that he has learned from his teachers. Prahlad was expecting, Hiranyakashipu was expecting to hear, you are supreme. But instead, Prahlad spoke about the importance of pure devotional service and the foolishness of those who identify with the body. So Hiranyakashipu naturally, when he heard what Prahlad was saying, he was furious. So what is Narada Muni saying in the verse? Narada Muni is saying, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization, what Hiranyakashipu expected was a statement, Father, you are supreme. Instead, he heard the opposite. He heard the importance of pure devotional service. Can you hear me in the back? Yeah. So, Hiranyakashipu naturally became very furious because Prahlad was maintaining his loyalty to whom? To his enemy. So Narada Muni is saying, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization, Hiranyakashipu was very angry, and Hiranyakashipu said, my son's brain has been completely spoiled by my enemies. And it appears that my enemies are coming in disguise. Prahlad's father could never comprehend where did Prahlad get all this transcendental knowledge from. Prahlad's teachers, Sanda and Marga, they also could not comprehend where is Prahlad getting all this information from. At Prahlad's father's request, Sanda and Marga had guards guarding Prahlad. They said, we have security guards guarding Prahlad 24 hours a day to make sure that nobody would come in disguise to preach to him. Once, when Prahlad's father was chastising Sandana Marga, "You two are not doing a good job. The Vaishnavas are coming in disguise and brainwashing my son." And then Sandana Marga, they got angry. They said, "Sir, we are Brahmins. You are accusing us. We ourselves do not know how Prahlad has this knowledge. We have never seen anyone come. So how did Prahlad have this knowledge?" When Prahlad's father was performing austerities in Mandara here, Prahlad was in his mother's womb. Prahlad had three brothers. There were four brothers in all. And their mother's name was Kayadu. So she was pregnant. Indra and the other demigods were very concerned that another demon may take birth from Kayadu's womb. They say in English, "Like father, like yasa bap, yasa beta." Like father, like son. So their plan was to drag Prahlad's mother, and when the child would be born, kill the child. Just as they were doing that, Narada Muni appeared on the scene. And Narada Muni, when he saw that they were dragging Prahlad's mother, and who was pregnant, Narada Muni said, "Why are you dragging this innocent lady?" And Prahlad's and then Narada Muni was informed, "This lady is not innocent. She's carrying a powerful demon in her womb. She is Mrs. Hiranyakashipu." And then Narada Muni assured them that the child in the womb is a great sage, not a demon. See how much suffering there is. So Prahlad had the great fortune of receiving transcendental knowledge when he was in the womb of his mother. So he was self-enlightened from the beginning. There are 12 Mahajans, or 12 recognized authorities on religion. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumar, Kapila, Manu, Prahlado, Janaka, Bhismo, Vahir, Vahir, Vyasakir, Vaya. The 12 authorities, and one of them is Prahlad. So those of us who are pursuing spiritual life have Prahlad as a hero. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would be engaged in discussing pastimes with his associates, they would discuss Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj far in excess of discussing the other pastimes. With Prahlad, by his devotion, inspires everyone. It's not that Prahlad did not have to face hardship. In future verses, you will see Prahlad had to undergo so many different types of austerities. He was thrown from mountain tops. He was thrown into the ocean. He had poisonous snakes surround him. He had heavy poison administered to him. He had his tender parts attacked by tridents. But in every situation, Prahlad was victorious. Rake Krishna Manake, Manake Krishna Rake. So Prahlad Maharaj was determined to serve the Lord. When we embark on the path of devotional service, a necessary ingredient for success is determination. If you don't have determination, you're not going to succeed. Because on the devotional path, There will always be impediments. There will always be challenges. There will always be difficulties. Even if you analyze Prabhupada's life, you see, he had to face so many challenges. Two days ago, we completed observing Chandani Yatra, no? 2 days ago. I believe day before yesterday was the last day. So in the story of Chandani Yatra, what do we see? We see many aspects. There's only one aspect we'll touch on today. Mahananda Puri was ordered by the Lord in a dream. I am feeling great heat. Go and bring sandalwood for me. Mahananda Puri did not say, my Lord, you want me to bring sandalwood? We are in Govardhan. How am I going to walk all the way to Jagannath Puri? Isn't it? Somebody told you, go and walk 22,000 kilometers and bring some chandan for Krishna Balaram. How many of you would do that? So, of course, these days if you have to go, you can always take the train or the plane or the car. But at that time, these facilities were not there. So Madhavendra Puri was given a challenge. Bring chandan for me. I'm feeling great heat. So Madhavendra Puri underwent this huge journey from Govardhan. How many kilometers? More than that. From Govardhan to Jagannath Puri. And finally, when he obtained the chandan from the Jagannath Puri temple and he was on his way back to Vrindavan, the Lord in a dream told him, now I am very pleased by you. You have done what I asked. There is no difference between Gopinath and me. You can apply the chandan here. At first, you were given a challenge. So similarly in Prabhupada's approach here, life, you see he had to face so many challenges. Once he translated the whole Gita and he was struggling for a publisher, to find a publisher. Finally he had a ray of hope that the publisher would finance it. But then he discovered the whole manuscript was stolen and sold. So he retranslated. So on the path of devotional service, doesn't matter which ashram you belong to, we must be ready for what? What? Determination. Because without determination, you can't succeed on the spiritual path. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Usaha Nishya Dharya Satyakrama Pravasana Sangati Age Saturete Sadvi Bhakti Prasidati. But then a question the devotees often ask is, how can I develop this determination? There are a few questions devotees ask all over the world. It doesn't matter where you're preaching. How to develop determination? How to develop humility? How to chant our rounds better? So, how do you develop this determination? By bhajana kriya. As we practice the process of devotional service, we correspondingly also develop determination. So, Prahlad's father here is very upset because he's noticed that in spite of the efforts of the teachers, in spite of his own efforts, Prahlad was still very attached to whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in the purport, Prabhupada is making many points. Hiranyakashipu was playing the role of a demon opposed to Vishnu. But as we said in the heart of hearts, he was a devotee. Now, in the purport, Prabhupada quotes the very famous verse of the Bhagavad Gita that almost everybody has it memorized. Which is that verse? Okay. Sarvadharmam pratyajamamekam sharanam vraja. Gave up all rights of religiousness and just surrendered to me. So what does it mean taking the devotional service? We can take the devotional service at various levels. Some of us can be show bottle devotees. You know what the show bottle devotee means? Devotee for namesake. Put on a devotee's uniform, but the heart is still polluted. And some of us may be more serious. But the ultimate goal is, if you want to make spiritual progress, to follow the goal. Sarvadharmam paritajya. Sarvadharmam paritajya doesn't mean give up Christianity, give up Islam, give up Judaism, become a Vaishnava. No. What it means, Sarvadharmam paritajya really means this. Dedicate your eyes totally to serve the Lord. Dedicate your ears, dedicate your senses, all to serve the Lord. That is the real meaning of Sarvadharmam. Utilize everything in service of the Lord. In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, you read the story of Nalakavara Manigriva, how they were intoxicated, and Narada Muni, when he saw them in this intoxicated condition, he was very concerned, and for their benefit, he cursed them to become trees, Arjuna trees. But where? In London, in the courtyard of, just like the tree that we have in our courtyard. Do you know how fortunate this tamal tree, tamal tree is? You attend 1 arati a day, or maximum 2, anything you've achieved a lot. This tamal tree attends 8 arati a day. Every Bhagavatam class, 100% attendance. Never absent. And he's standing in front of the deities. So he's very fortunate. So, Nalakara Manigriva were cursed to become trees. But they got the benediction along with that. And the benediction was, at the end of 100 years, they would be able to have an audience with the Lord. So they had an audience with the Lord, it's a long story. The two trees were pulled down by Lord. But then they said, now onwards, may we always use our eyes to serve the Lord, use our different senses to constantly serve the Lord. So what this meant was, before in ignorance, we committed many mistakes. Now, by the mercy of Narada Muni, we got enlightened and we had the privilege of seeing you. Now we won't repeat the same mistakes again. So, we're born in ignorance, Om Agyan Timurandasya. But then when we come in knowledge, by the assistance of a devotee, then our ignorance gets destroyed. So our goal is to fully surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't surrender to the Lord, who will you have to surrender to? Who?
Maya.
And Maya, does it reciprocate? No. Maya is an expert cheater. So, in the association of devotees, we constantly get the knowledge by surrendering to the Lord. Then in the purport, Prabhupada quotes another verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Which is that verse? Namam Dasgindam Mura Prabandhanadama. In the seventh verse, seventh chapter, text 15, Krishna said, four types of people do not surrender to me. And Krishna has also said, how many types of people surrender to him? Namam Dasgindam Mura. The one who works very hard, almost like a beast. And when he's talked about spiritual life, he says, sorry, I have no time. Nada madrosa mankind. Maya parta jnana. One who has material knowledge. And he thinks I'm very qualified. Ashram bhavana shrita. Rosa grossly atheistic. So, the hard-working individual, someone may have a high position in society, but he doesn't know what the goal of life is. And then someone may have knowledge. Someone may be a big Sanskrit scholar. There's so many Sanskrit pundits, but they don't understand the essence of the scriptures. And those are atheistic. These four categories, what does Krishna say? They surrender to me, they don't surrender to the Lord. And then Krishna does say, Chaturvidha bhajante maham. What are the people? Do surrender to me. Who are they? Who are the four types of surrender? One who wants wealth. Well, your devotees in Vrindavan don't like wealth. Okay, one who wants wealth. And who else? Hare Krishna. One, the genuine seeker of knowledge. One who is in distress. And one who is curious. Krishna says, all of them, the sound is, Krishna says, all of them are pious. But out of all of them, the best is one who surrenders to me due to knowledge. So, devotional service means making plans to increase our surrender to the Lord. So, Prahlad Maharaj was the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj was determined to serve the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj was a Vaishnava of the highest caliber. He never worried about his own self. For example, Prahlad says, my dear Lord, what's the
problem? Electricity went off.
Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, I'm not worried about my own liberation. I'm worried about those who are trying to convert a position of distress to a position of comfort. So why is Prahlad our hero? Why do we often say we should all follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj? Why is it that great sages, when they lecture, they quote very extensively on Lord Rishabhdev, on Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj? Why is it that they lecture on these verses? Because these devotees have, what should I do? Wait for the sound? Hare Krishna. Can you hear me in the back? No? So, well, the lights are there. So Prahlad, do you know the history? started ringing a bell, Leela started. Prabhupada once got up. I don't know, there's no sound. Prabhupada got up at 2 o'clock in the night, I believe. And he was looking for the chowkidar. And there was no chowkidar, he was sleeping. So Prabhupada said, what's the use of a chowkidar who is not on duty? And then Prabhupada introduced the system. Ring as many bells equal to the time of the... So it's 9 o'clock, they ring the bell 9 times. So this way, the chowkidar can't sleep too long. But every hour, he has to ring the bells. Anyway, getting back to the verse. So Prahlad Maharaj was determined not just to execute devotional service, but to execute pure devotional service. Now, what's the difference? Lord Kapila Dev discusses this in the Bhagavatam. Pure devotional service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Bhagavatam presents the path of pure devotional service. This may be a little tough, may be challenging. But there's a phrase in the business world, you get what you pay for. You heard that before. So you get what you pay for. You pay a high price, you get a good product. You pay a cheap price, you get a cheap product. So Krishna is strict. All the rules and regulations that we give you are originally coming from Krishna. They were not manufactured by Prabhupada or anyone. It is Krishna who said, this is what you should do, these rounds you should chant, rules you should follow. Why? Krishna wants us to get purified. Krishna wants us to make spiritual progress. And he knows, as long as you have this material attraction, you will not be able to go back to Godhead. So, Prahlad Maharaj exemplifies pure devotional service. And further down, Prahlad Maharaj said, a servant who serves a master with the expectation, oh, my master will give me a nice position, he's not a real servant. And if a master is thinking, oh, I'll make him my disciple, and he'll give me so much dakshina, I can fly first class all over the world, he's not a real master either. The servant should not aspire for any material benefit, and the master should not aspire for any benefit in exchange. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us what is pure devotional service. So Prahlad was determined. He faced many hardships and challenges, but he did not get discouraged. So we are in the association of devotees, executing devotional service, then there's a good chance you can achieve the same result. Sometimes we hear devotees say, oh, that was Prahlad Maharaj, that was thousands of years ago. Now things are too degraded. Oh, that was Dhruva Maharaj, and they were too advanced. We are not at that level. You may not be at the level, but by hearing their experience, their statements, their glorification, we do get inspired to follow in their footsteps. Right, wrong. That's why the Bhagavatam gives these stories. These are not fairy tales. They are not mythology. They are not fiction. These are ground realities of pastimes that took place. So staying in the association of devotees is another must. Prahlad Maharaj was offered any benediction by the Lord. The Lord said, Prahlad, because of me, you had to undergo so many hardships. What benediction do you want from me? What did Prahlad say? My dear Lord, if you want to give me any benediction, give me the benediction that I may always remain in the association of devotees to execute devotional service. So that should be our wish. Stay in the association of devotees. Look at the good in everyone. And by staying in the association of devotees, you constantly hear the glories of the holy name, the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the scripture, the glories of devotees, and thereby you get inspired to also follow in their footsteps. So hearing is very, very important. Prabhupada used to emphasize that. Many times devotees ask Prabhupada, how do you preach so enthusiastically? Prabhupada said, because I heard attentively. So attentive hearing of the holy name, attentive hearing of the scriptures is a must for spiritual advancement. So to summarize, Narada Muni is the speaker of this verse. Narada Muni is pointing out that when Hiranyakashipu heard how attached his son was to Lord Vishnu, his enemy, he was furious and he started laughing. This is the attitude of somebody who is influenced by my enemy. He considered the Lord to be his enemy. So of course, our goal is to meditate on the Lord all the time. But it's better to meditate on the Lord as a devotee. And Hiranyakashipu, in his heart of hearts, was a devotee. His only desire was to serve the Lord in Jayan Vajay, play the role of demons for 3 births. He had a choice, 7 births or 3 births. And he said, we'll take 3 births, but they wanted to intensively meditate on the personality of God. So our goal should also be to keep endeavoring so that we can think about Krishna and as devotees all the time. And as they say in English, God helps those who help themselves. Krishna says, those who worship me and make up what they lack, preserve what they have. So if we sincerely endeavor, Krishna will help. Prabhupada said, you take 1 step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. But one step should be a genuine step. Krishna is very smart. He knows when we are genuine and when we are not. So if your 1 step is a genuine step, Krishna will take 10 steps to help you make spiritual progress. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions?
My question is, why should we not listen to Krishna Kathamrita to other sampradayas?
Why should we not listen to Krishna Katha? Frankly, we have a very thorough explanation of Krishna Katha available in Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada has presented the process in a certain way. And everyone has his own style. And in Prabhupada's presentation, devotional service is glorified and then chanting of the holy name is glorified. Today we were on our walk, Narayan Maharaj and myself, and there is a very good preacher nearby. So we were discussing. They may preach very nicely, but they may not focus exactly on what Prabhupada and the Parampara is focusing. So better to take precautions. We don't criticize the other sampradayas, but we just say that if you're an ISKCON, this is the path. And if you don't like it, it's a big world, the path is open. We don't force it. Yes. Could you hear the class in the back? Well, you can't.
Thank you very much for the next class. Maharaj, you mentioned that last time the association of devotees, we hear the glories of Bhagavatam holy name. But what happens when we are serving full time, we always associate the devotees, it becomes very materialistic. For we discuss about problems, issues, there is hardly any discussion of Krishna Dharma. So, there any suggestion how can we do this?
Even when you discuss the problems are related to devotional service. Am I right? You're not discussing the Kashmir problem or the GHD problem. You're discussing problems in running a temple, running a gurukul, pushing things forward. So Prabhupada said in some letters, that's also kirtan. If you are discussing how to present Krishna consciousness, that's important. The subject matter must be very genuine. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you said just like that. We should hear hearing is very important.
So I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hearing something and you speak something.
And you do something. That means I am a slave of my mind and senses. Am I right? That's exactly what we don't want you to be. We don't want you to be a slave of your mind, intelligence, and senses. We want you to hear the right thing, think the right thing, do the right thing. Okay. Can I push the table forward? Yeah, thank you.
Hare Krishna,
Baba. 1 hour then, yeah.
But when Prabhupada Maharaj addressed his father, Asura Bhai, the days of the demons, so what did he imply? Did he, you know, teach him the generation to the,
I'm sorry. Could you repeat?
I said, when Prahlad Maharaj addressed his father as demon of Bhagavan, is it indirectly telling the generation to be disrespectful to their father?
He said, Prahlad Maharaj addressed his father as a demon. So, in which he listened.
Yeah. King of demons means you are a powerful demon. So what's the question?
Why Prahlad Maharaj call his father not father as
well? Oh, I'm sorry. Why he did not call him father? Because he saw that his father was not just a father. He was very, very demoniac. He had great hatred. Of course, Prahlad was very kind also. Just like after his father was killed, Prahlad said, "My dear Lord, I know my father was a demon, But I still pray, please liberate him. And the Lord said, Prahlad, you don't have to ask for that. He's already liberated. And Prabhupada in the purpose said, if someone becomes a genuine devotee of the Lord, he can liberate up to 23 generations. This is the power of bhakti. So Prahlad, he was not revengeful. He didn't say, my father tried to give me so much trouble. Now, so good he died. No. He was not revengeful, he was always compassionate. Any more questions? Yes.
Can you pass the microphone?
It's a little hard to hear here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, sometimes for the purpose of preaching, we have to hear so many things which are very, very much against Krishna conscious principles or some random prajalpa we have to hear. And sometimes for the purpose of preaching, we have to hear it for hours. So how do we mitigate the effect of it when we get into such discussions for preaching?
Like saying you go for preaching and someone's talking about the problems in the economy, the problems in the country. So when you're preaching, you also have to be a little social. You obviously can't tell. I'm not interested in this. Come on, let's talk about Krishna consciousness. But you should have the knack of directing that conversation towards what you want. In other words, you may go to see someone, you may be talking politics or cricket or whatever. But you don't go along with that. You should know how to divert that topic to your real focal point. And sometimes you have to wait. When you're serving Krishna, you have to wait hours and hours. Prabhupada had to wait for 40 years to establish his God. So, you have to wait. Meditate on Madhavendra Puri's story, how he walked all the way from Govardhan to Jagannath Puri. Okay. Hare Krishna.